Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Lamed Vav. We are up to Sif Beis, the second to last line on page Kuf Pei. We're about to turn on to page 360. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Shur Shei Ilon, the roots of a tree, Hagvoim in Ha'aret Shlosha Tfachim, that are above the ground three Tfachim, Osir Lishtamish Behem, you are not allowed to use them. Pachos mikan, if it's less than three tfachim above the ground, mutar l'shtamish b'hem, then you are allowed to make use of those shrushim. The kekarka chashivi, if it's within three tfachim of the ground, it's considered like the karka and it's mutter. The inboin milamala v'yordim lamata, if the shrushim start out higher and they go lower, so b'mokom shegvoim shlosha asurim, in a place where the shrushim are higher than three, it's going to be asur to use, u'b'mokom shein gvoim shlosha mutarim, and in a place where it's below three, it's going to be mutter. Hayugvoim shlosha v'cholot altehem. If the roots were three tfachim high and there was airspace underneath them, afal pisha mitzad echad ein cholot tachtehem. Even though on one side there is no airspace underneath, v'harei heim shavim la'aretz. The ground is a little bit raised on that side, and therefore the roots are equal. The branch, whatever it is from the tree, is equal and level with the ground. So aser leishev afilu al tara shavim la'aretz. Since on three sides it's more than three tfachim, so it's aser. The fourth side, even though the ground is raised and between the top of the ground and the piece of the tree will be less than three tfachim, it's still going to be aser on that side as well. Says the Mishabura in Sipkaton Tezayin, Shor she'ilon, she'yotze min akarka v'nirim. We're talking about the shroshim of the ilon that come out from the ground and they are visible. Kemo bi'ilonos dekenim, like we find by older trees. Sivkotan yodzayin osir l'ishtamish, you can make use of them. Af agav dehochalo shayach kuli ha'ishem yitlosh. Even though the whole reason why not being mishtamish bi'ilon, like we saw yesterday, is you might come to pluck off a branch or a leaf or a fruit, and that's not nogeya to the shroshim. Afilu hachi gazr bo chachamim, still a chachamim made a low plug, and when they would go there on anything attached to the ground that is over three tfachim, if it's part of a tree. Sevkotin yodches, pachos. The Mechaber said if it's less than three tfachim, you are allowed to be mishtamish there. V'hu adin onof shel ilon. The same thing is true not only by the roots, but also by a branch of a tree. Im musamuch lakarka pachos mishlosha tfachim, if it is a very low branch that is within three tfachim from the ground, that also is mutter l'shtamish bo. And the reason why all the things that are within three tfachim are mutter, it is the kekarka shchashive. The Mechaber said it's considered like karka. Sivkotan yutes. V'shori leishev aleyan memela, you are allowed to sit on those shrushim. V'kol shekein biyerek she'en gavoa shlosha tfachim. Certainly, if it comes to a vegetable that is less than three tfachim, for sure it's going to be mutter. V'chein ilon katan ubo peros yogdes, and so too a small tree, a bush that has some kind of berries on it, the kadoma or something similar. Evsher de mutter kol shu pachos mishlosha tfachim. It's possible that that's mutter as well, so long that the bush is less than three tfachim high. V'yesh lomer lahepach. There's also room to say the opposite. The kol sheyesh peros, that so long that there are fruit attached to the tree, even though it's very low, b'chol gavni yesh ligzor shelo l'ishtamish olav shemi yitlosh. So then there would be a gzeira in all cases that you should not make use of it because you might come to pluck off those berries. V'hainu dekomer shor she'ilon, and that's why the Mechaber uses the expression of shor she'ilon, she'ein bo peros. It's dafka the shrushim where there are no fruit growing. The iser hu rak mishum lo plug. There the iser would only be low plug, but if it's within three tfachim, it's kakarka, there we don't say the low plug. And so too by a vegetable that's fit for eating, it's possible there also be usr, even less than three tfachim, for this reason that you might come to pluck off pieces of the vegetable. Sivkotan chaf. The Mechaber then said, if we have a root that comes from higher and goes lower, so we said on the place where it's above three, it's mutter, the place that it's below three, it's usr. Says the opposite. Above three is usr, below three is mutter. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan chaf in boim, Telachar shuhugbu shlosha chazru v'nichbufu. After the roots went up three tfachim, they went and bent downward. Sivkotan chaf aleph mutarin. In a place where it's less than three, it's mutter. Afal gav sherosh zeh hanichbaf, even though this head that was bent downward, hu gadol uba mimakom haser, it is coming and growing from the place that is aser, dahainu migavoa shlosh tefachim, it starts off above three where it's aser, and now it grows downward, that part is still going to be mutter, the part that's below three. Ukeshahaya sham mitchila, when it was there mitchila, when this shoresh was growing, and it was above three tefachim, haya aser l'shtamish, but was aser to use it, afal pikein, kishagadal yoser, even so, when it grows more, v'nichbaf, and it bends lamata downward, huter b'mokam anamuch, it becomes mutter in this lower place. The kekarka chashivi, because when it's lower than three, it's considered like karka. So the chiddush over here is, you have one root, part of it is above three, part of it is below three, part is aser, part is mutter. Even though the mutter part comes from the part that is higher, that is aser, it's still mutter, the part that's lower than three. Ulafiza, according to this, kol shekein shemutter l'ishtamish bi'ikaro shel ilam b'pachos mishlosh atfachim. You certainly can benefit and use the ikar, the base of the tree, the trunk of the tree, at a point of less than three tefachim la'aretz, afal pisha ilon gavoa ma'ot, so even though it's a very tall tree, and that tree is aser, but by the base of the tree within three tefachim would be mutter, sherimokum zelo ne'asam ri'olam, that part never asered. If you have a shoresh that was higher than three, and then grew lower, so the part that's lower is mutter, even though it came from a part that's higher. So certainly if you have the trunk of a tree where that was the beginning of the growth, so certainly the part of the tree that's within three tefachim would be mutter, because that doesn't even come from something that was originally usser. Sivkatan Chav Beis is going on the last point of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said it was three tefachim high and there was airspace underneath. So the Mishabura clarifies that this is not talking about a shoresh. Ratzalomar sha'anofim yotzim b'tzido shel ha'ilo namata. This part of the Mechaber is talking about where there are branches sticking out of the side of a tree very low. So between this branch and the ground, there is going to be more than three tefachim. So that normally would be usser. So the Mechaber told us, but even if the ground is raised on one of the sides, so you might think that size is mutter, that side is mutter, we're saying that side is still usser. Says the Mishabura, kegon shakarka haya gavoa ba'oso tzad, on one side the ground was raised, ve'ein mimena ad lamalum and on that side there is not from the ground to the branch a height of three tefachim. Still, the entire thing is going to be aser. V'davka mitzad echad. This is only true if the ground is raised on only one side, so three out of the four sides is more than three tefachim, then we're going to aser all sides. The bottle also tzad l'gabi ha-shloshet tzadim, because that one side that should be okay is considered nullified to the three sides that are not okay, shesham nirin gova shloshet tefachim, because by the other three sides you see that it's more than a height of three tefachim. Avol im mishnei tzadim shavim l'aretz, but if it's going to be on two sides, that it's the ground is going to be raised and there's going to be less than three tefachim, osan hatzdodim mutarim l'shtamish aleihen, then we would say the two sides that are within three tefachim are mutter, and the two sides that are above three tefachim are going to be aser. Says the Mechaber Vaitisif Gimel, Mutter Leilech Agabe Asovim. You are allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos, Bein Lachim Bein Yaveshim, whether the grass is moist or the grass is dry. It's always Mutter. Kevan She'eno Meskavein Litlo. Since your Kavana and walking is not to tear out grass, it's Mutter. Aval Ha'ochlim Baginos Asurim Lito Yedeim Al Ha'asovim. But one who is eating in a garden is usher to wash his hands over the grass. Shemashkimosam. Washing your hands over the grass is watering the grass. Afal pi she'eino mechavnim, and even though that's not your intention, psikreishahu, you just mean to wash your hands, but it's a psikreisha. If you wash your hands over the grass is going to get water. That is usher. That's a psikreisha. Aval mutter lahatil mehem mei raglayim, but a person can relieve himself of mei raglayim over grass. O sha'ar mashkim she'eino matzmichim, or any other liquids that don't help the growth, that also is going to be mutter to use it over the grass. The Rama says v'lochein tov lahachmir, therefore it is good to be machmir. Lo lecho baginos, not to eat in a garden, im yishtame sham imayim. If you are eating and you're using water, you shouldn't be eating in a garden. The bekoshi yesh lizor shel yiplu shamayim, it's going to be very difficult to make sure that no water is going to spill, so better to avoid over grass when you are dealing with water. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chav Dalad, we said you are allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos, whether the grass is lach or yavesh. Umashma b'gemara shafilu im ha'asavim heim aruchos. It's mashma from the gemara, even if the grass is long, v'hu holeich yochef, and he's walking barefoot on the grass, shaha'asavim regilim lios nidbokim b'kishri espa'usav, and the grass is very likely and normally going to get stuck between his toes and rip out, afilu hachi mutter, still it's permissible. Delav psik reishu sheyitalish. Even if the grass is long and you're barefoot, it's still not a psik reishu, and therefore it's mutter. V'lochin, and therefore, afilu im yitalish, Gamkein ein isra alav. Even if you do tear out grass, there is no isra upon you. Shehu einu mechavin lazet zedavashin meskavin. It's not a psik reisha, and therefore it's mutter to walk on dry or wet grass, even if it's long, even if you are barefoot. Umikol makom im laachar halichasel matzah shenidbuku asavin biraglov beinetz ba'usav o al minolav. If after one walked on the grass, he found that he has some grass that got torn out that's attached to his foot, between his toes or attached to his shoe, yizar shelo yisalkin biyada. Make sure you don't pull off those pieces of grass with your hands. The asurim betiltum mishamukza, because those pieces of grass are mukza. The bein ashmoshos hayu muchubarim. Since when bein ashmoshos came in, they were attached to the ground. They are mukza. You're allowed to walk on them. If they get torn out, it's okay. It's davar shein maskavin. It's not a psik reisha. But once they get stuck to you, you cannot be pulling them out. That would be an iser of mukza. There is an interesting note over here. Note number 11.6. Out that we find the same idea when it comes to wax that drips on a letter that is written. The Be'er Halacha tells us later on in Shemem B'shem Primigodim Sha'af She'ein Asaras Hashava Asur Mishumochek. Even though there's no isra of erasing by removing the wax, Mikomakom Asur Lasos Kei Mishum Tiltal Muktzah. The same idea over there. It's going to be asur to remove the wax because the wax is Muktzah. But Frekt Rishon was Amna Arbach. Brought down in Shvir Shabbos Kehilchasa from the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Simon Shidbei Shehiter Legarid Bitziporno Esatit Hadaba Bibigadov. There he says you are allowed to scrape off with your fingernail some mud that's attached to your garment. Umea Mishabura Sham Shehiter Lekalev Tafshil Shenafalaksusa. We also learned over there in the Mishabura that you can peel off a dish that's spilled onto your garments. Mavur Shein Choshishem Bekachl Iser Totomukza. Why aren't we worried over there, Frekhu Shoma Zalman, for the problem of moving mukza? So like we're worried over here by the grass and over there by the wax. Ubisefer Megillah Sefer Beer. The Sefer Megillah Sefer explains Shetit Otafshil Shanoflu al Bigodo Heim Mu'usim. Because when it comes to mud or it comes to a dish that spills on one's garment, that's considered disgusting. Umutr Litlum Kidin Graf Shel Ri'i. And therefore, the reason why you're allowed to move it, it's not considered mukta, is because it's considered a Graf Shel Ri'i, which is allowed to be moved. Aval Asavim Al Haregel O Anal. But when it comes to grass that's on your foot or your shoe, Vechein Shavash. Enough while safer, a wax that fell on the safer, ain bohem mius. That's not considered mius. Velo shayel bohem a heter shall graf shall re'i, and there's no heter of the graf shall re'i. Continues the Mishabura Vaitis of Kadon Chav Hei. Kevon she'enu mechavin. The reason why you're allowed to walk on the grass and we're not concerned about getting ripped out is because it's a dover she'enu mechavin. That's not your intention. Ayin beber alocha shekasavna. Look in the ber alocha where we wrote, the hechi da asovim heim gedolim. If the grass is in fact long, yizor shelo yorot. Although you are allowed to walk on that grass, but you should be careful not to run on that grass. The have a psikresha sheyitolish bevadai, because then we say it's a psikresha that some of the grass is going to be pulled out. The efshar da afilu leilech aleim b'mehira gamkein tzar lezar. Even to walk fast on long grass, also one should be careful about. Sifkaton chavav shemashkim osam. We said one who is eating in the garden, it's usher to wash your hands over the grass because that's called watering the grass. V'hamashkes hazroim chay mishum zareya. What's the problem with watering grass? Number one, that's an isra of zareya. Of planting, the moel hatzmiach, because the water helps it sprout. The gamishum choresh is also an isra of plowing. Shemirapio hakarka yideh halichluch, because the ground gets softened through the moisture. So there's two isurim over here of washing your hands over the grass. Number one is zareya, and number two is choresh. And over there we say, even though you're not mechavein, that is a psikresha, sekadach of zayin, the yevsher shalo yoel legadlam. It's not possible that the water is not going to help the grass grow. Vim ochel begina she'ena shalo. But if you're eating in a garden that's not belonging to you, velo shel adam ha'avo, and that's not one of your friends, so yesh matirim, some are matir, that you can wash your hands over the grass over there, even though it's a psikresha, the svir luhu came in the psikresha, the lo nichahu shari af lechatchila, since that's a psikresha, the lo nichahu. So that's mutter, even lechatchila, because you don't care about someone else's grass. He's not your friend, it's not yours, and therefore that's a psikresha lo nichalei, which this shita holds is mutter lechatchila. However, harbe poskim ostrim gam bepsegresha de lo nichale lechatchila, many poskim aser, even by psegresha de lo nichale lechatchila, kemavur besov simen shinchav, ayin sham, like I saw earlier, in simen shinchav. Sivkaton chavches, we said the exception to the case of not having liquid go on the grass is if it's a person relieving himself of mei raglayim, oshar mashkim she'ena matzmichim, or other liquids that don't help the grass grow. Says the Mishabura, lefi sha'azim heim, since the mei raglayim is very strong, the sorfim es hazroim, it actually burns the seeds, umonim osa melatzmich, and it prevents them from growing. Sivkaton chavches, oshar mashkim she'ena matzmichim, or any other kind of liquid that doesn't help it grow, the hainu kigon yayin, for example, wine, lefishu az v'chazok, this is very strong, the soreif gamkin azroim, it also burns up the seeds. V'chein shar mashkeshu keinze, and so to any other drink that's like this. The cause of the Magen Avraham, the lechatchila roi lezor ap b'mashkin, the Magen Avraham writes, lechatchila, one should be careful not to place other liquids on the grass. V'ayim bel yirabe shekosa debiayin shu chazok ein lezor klal. The yirabe says, but when it comes to wine, which is strong, you don't have to be careful at all, the kanal like we said before. Kosa v'prima godin, the made vash, honey water, v'sheichar, and beer, yesh behem mayim, there they have water in them, u'bevadei matzmichem, even though there are other ingredients, v'maisa, there is water, they help it grow, and that's going to be forbidden. Sivkaton lamed, the Rama ended the sif and said, therefore it's good to be machmer not to eat in the garden if you're using water, it's very hard to be careful. Says the Mishabura, kosav ataz, the degina sheyesh beyoser mishivim amo. If it is a gina that's large, it's more than 70 amos, to have a carmelus, that's considered a carmelus, and it's not hukaf ledira, because it is a gina, it's not surrounded for dwelling, and therefore surrounding it is not going to help to allow you to carry there. So forget the problem of watering the grass. Anyway, you have to be careful not to be dealing with water or anything else. It's a carmelus, and therefore it's also to carry their daladamos. According to this, even if it's a garden of your friend, meaning not your friend, it's not yours, it's not someone that you like, it's a random person, so even though you might not have the isser of watering his grass because the psikresha de lo nichale, still it will be an isser of carrying a carmelus, so it would be even an isser in someone else's garden. There's one interesting bialoch over here, Divamaskal Oshar Mashkim, the end of 360, where the Mechaber was saying that it's mutter to wash your hands with beiraglayim Oshar Mashkim, that's going to be okay because they're not matzmichim. So ask the bialoch kosher, the lefi masha kosav asmag, according to what the smag writes, v'huva behagos maimini, v'etiko magan Avram, and the Hagos Maimini brings it down, and Magen Avraham brings it down, the Hamashka Maim Chai Mishum Choresh Gamkin, like we saw in the Mishabura, that water and grass is not only an Isra of Zareah, it's also an Isra of plowing. So Amai Kosa de Biayin Mutter. So how could we say that by wine it's mutter v'huadim b'shar mashkim she'ena matzmichim or any other liquids that don't help things grow? Why does that make it mutter? Nehi de'eno mo'o l'hazroim, granted it doesn't create a problem of zoreya because it doesn't help them grow. Al koponim merapei akarka l'idei alachluchis. Still, it softens the ground through the moisture v'yischai mishum chorei. So even if it's not helping it grow, so there's no issue of zoreya. We saw in the Mishabur there's two problems of water in the grass. One is zoreya, one is choresh. So even things that don't help the grass grow, but l'maisa it softens the ground, there should be an Isra of Choresh. So why is wine and Mei Raglayim and other liquids, why are they mutter? V'shem Yeishlom, or maybe you could say, Delo Amru Bazem Mishum Choresh, that maybe they only said the Isra of Choresh by watering Rak Hechi Du Moel Hazroim Gamkin, only in a situation where these liquids also help the growing. Aval Hechi Du Mekalkel Hazroim, but in a case we have other liquids that are ruining the seeds, Evshir De'ein Mishapa Karka Gamkin. It could be whatever liquids are not helping the seeds grow, are not helping the ground either. So the same way they're ruining the seeds, they're not creating a problem of charisha. Ukeinza matzatzi gam came, but my Mordechai, I found a similar idea by the Mordechai of al hudoichik v'tzarachin. So the Chavetz Chaim ends up there v'tzarachin. Then he brings an interesting thing. But you should know, the b'sefer tiferes Yisrael kosov, the b'chochmas ekonomio. When it comes to the chachma of agriculture, Amr, they said, Shemei Raglayim, him told them, Odo Zabal Al-Karka, they say, in fact, Shemei Raglayim is good to fertilize the ground. And Im Kain, Mizabel Toledes Choreshu. And if so, if it's Mizabel, that would be a told of Choresh, and that would be Aser Akan Lashono. However, V'lo Nogu Ha'olam Lizar, but as a cloud, the Minag Ha'olam is not to be careful about that. And Gami Shabbos Pei Alef Al-Mabez Muchat Shokodvar, the Gemara and Shabbos is also clear, not like that. That lo Yev Shalogdolim V'lo Katanim, we say a general rule, when a person is released, everything is level gedolim, it's impossible for ketanim not to come as well. And we say you are allowed to go gedolim in a sade near a plowed field with varu. According to him, haya aser gamli panos al steinir b'shabbos mapas charisha, should be aser to relieve oneself of gedolim in a steinir because ketanim are going to come as well, and that would be an iser of zibul, which is a total of charisha velo mashma sham kain. It's not mashma over there like this ayin sham. So he leaves off with this question: whether there is a problem by these other liquids, even though there's no iser of zriya, would there be an iser of charisha? Maybe not. That is the interesting shaila of the Bir Halacha. We'll stop here and continue with Sif Dalet Amir Tzashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.